You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 102. If you get stuck in winging it mode or tend to resist putting a plan together, you're going to love today's episode on the 80% plan. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here. And if you have ever held back from planning, felt like it's too hard, don't really feel like planning is your superpower, or you're one of those in your blood that you love to wing it, then make sure you take good notes today. I want to share with you why the 80% plan could actually save your business and help you get more profitable. And I found that planning is such a challenge for so many people that I want to tell you about a way you can use my 80% plan. It's called the Profit Explosion Toolkit. You can find it at profitexplosiontoolkit.com. And one of the things about it is I think there are some things you need to plan and some things that you kind of have to figure out as you go, which I'll talk about more in a minute. And one of the things about the Profit Explosion Toolkit is it helps you plan the right things so you stay focused, you know what to do next, and you have a game plan for how to create consistent, predictable revenue. So get all the details of the Profit Explosion Toolkit at profitexplosiontoolkit.com. Now, I remember thinking a few years back that having a plan was the most important thing anyone could do to get their business to the next level. But then I realized, as I was obsessed with getting a plan together one day, that there was so much I just couldn't figure out. And that's when I started to realize getting yourself 80% there was what the key to success is. I like to call it the 80% plan. So you figure out 80% of what needs to get done, then you get into it and you're gonna figure out the rest along the way. There's so many things you just cannot figure out in advance. You don't know how people are going to respond to it. Sometimes you don't know how, if you use email marketing, you don't know how the emails are going to go. You don't know how many people are going to, read what you put out there. And honestly, there's so much that's going on in the world right now. Sometimes you don't know what's going to happen in the industry. You can't control all of the variables, and you're going to have to learn to course correct as you go. So using the 80% plan is one of the most important ways to overcome perfectionism and start making progress fast. Now, the rule of thumb here is that if you can get 80% of your project or the place, the roadmap of where you're going next figured out, then get into action, you're going to have to figure out the rest as you go anyway. And because you can't possibly figure it all out beforehand, this gives you permission to not be perfect. It gives you permission to be in movement, making progress, instead of holding yourself back from growth, holding yourself back from making money, holding yourself back from results because you're trying to figure out every single piece of the puzzle. Now, there are some personalities that this is going to be really tough for, especially if you're more methodical and you really need to know how everything's going to go before you get into action. But this is exactly what you need, exactly what's going to help you start getting results instead of being trapped in this place of thinking about it instead of acting on it. So there's so many different places you can use this idea. If you're doing a product launch, if you've got a new brand, you're starting a brand new business, you're changing your business, maybe you're hiring or you're starting a new authority platform like a podcast or you're writing a book. You just are going to have to figure out a chunk of it, and then get into action, figure out the rest as you go. There's a couple reasons why this is so critical. And one of them that I have discovered from some of the clients I've coached over the years is that if you wait till you have it all figured out, you're probably going to lose your inspiration and or get distracted by something else and change directions. And if you just get 80% of it figured out, and maybe even 50% of it figured out, and get into motion, you're going to learn some things that you need to learn to make the rest of it right. And you just won't know it all up front. That's just the way it works. So you might be wondering, what part of the 80% should you figure out? What are the things that have to get figured out now before you get into motion? Well, one of the easiest things to do is to map out and outline what you do know. So if you're starting a project doing something you've never done before, you may know very little. And if you write down what you do know needs to get done, it can actually start leading you to questions that will help you figure out the rest. If you know what steps you do need to get done and you outline them, you'll have clarity about what is missing. And then that helps you get the right support to figure the rest of it out. Another thing that I think is important is that you map out the revenue part. Again, even if you don't know all of it, what do you need to make to cover this investment for yourself? What do you need to produce in terms of revenue from the things you're not going to be working on? If you take some time to project the revenue potential and really figure out what it must do, what you'd like it to do, what the costs you're aware of, it'll give you so much more clarity to make better decisions along the way. I think the other thing that's really helpful is planning out when certain things are going to go live. I'm in the middle of writing a book with a writer's group, and so one of the funny things has been that we all set deadlines for when we wanted to have our book done, and one of the girls is actually up against her deadline right now, and she's like, well, okay, so I've missed my deadline, but here's what's so beautiful. What she knew at the time was that she could get a certain amount done. She had a date she wanted to reach for. If she hadn't set that date, even though it's not the date that it's going to end up being, she wouldn't have been as dedicated and as focused as she needed to be. So it took longer. It's okay. These are the kinds of things you figure out 80%. You're like, set the dates that you know, you can move towards what you think is going to happen, and then you course correct and adjust. It's really easy to get stuck in analysis paralysis, trying to figure out all the moving parts, especially if it's something you've never done before. Every new product offering I have ever had, I had to change so many things that I didn't know I was going to change once I got into the thick of it. And I remember coaching someone last year who was really upset because she'd spent like $4,000 or $5,000 branding her business. And through our coaching, she was realizing she had not branded it to really be a fit for the ideal clients she most wanted to work with. She learned quite a bit in those first couple years of coaching people who she really wanted to work with and what she really wanted to focus on. And her brand was not going to get her there. And so what I shared with her was that I had spent probably close to $25,000 branding my business at each stage of clarity and knew that I'd probably have to spend another couple grand, couple hundred thousand maybe along the way as I continued to learn and grow. Instead of needing it to be perfect out of the gate, plan for the possibility that you're going to evolve and grow and it's going to change. It's that need for it to be right, that need for it to be done perfect the first time that keeps you stuck and holds you back. So the 80% plan is meant to liberate you from needing to get it right, needing to get it perfect, and needing to get it all figured out so that you can actually get into movement now. You can start making progress towards your goals. And by eliminating needing to get 100% of the clarity, you can actually get 100% in action and start getting 100% results faster than you would if you waited. Remember that old saying that you shoot for the moon and land on the stars, and the stars are still farther than you would be if you hadn't shot for the moon. And that's really what we're going for here. It's like, make progress. Don't worry about getting it perfect. The last thing I think you need to remember about the 80% plan is that everything will change over and over again. And that's not a reason to stop, and it's not a reason to not get started. It's just to know that you will do the best with what you know. It's do the best with what you have until you know it's not the direction, it's not right, and then you course correct. Ask any wildly successful entrepreneur how they did it, and they'll tell you the same. Very few people figure it all out of the gate and follow a plan to perfection. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. How do you plan for success? What tools and resources do you use? And, you know, what's something you are planning towards? Join us in the Amplifier Success community and tell us what you're doing too. And if you're in the Own Your Bold Club, we're going to be doing some powerful stuff with an 80% plan in December to get you ready for the best year of your life. My goal for you in December is to get you set up to break your earning limits and shatter what you thought you could do to achieve what you never believed was possible for yourself. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.